And before that was New Song by Warpaint. Anyways, it is time indeed to bring Ariana on. Are you there?
Morena.
There are so many things to discuss, but today we are not only going to quickly cover some election things, but also mainly talk about feelings and emotions, because this political, I suppose, month that has been, and maybe the year that has been, have given me no reason to know the word for happy. Let's just say that. And so it's important that we know all of these other terms to, you know, discuss the multitude of ways to which we could be feeling in this very moment. So how are you feeling is probably a good place to start.
Yeah, I am feeling, I don't know what the word is in Te Reo Māori. I'm just thinking. Okay, it's pokumahi. Pokumahi means busy. And so it's been a hustle this morning to get things ready, and then the cat decided to vomit in the middle of it.
So, no.
Awful. Yeah. That's rough. It happens.
But other than that, kei te ora, I'm well.
Yes, good. I'm pleased to hear. I've been looking on Reo Māori Mai, which you should certainly be following on all of the socials, to which you have fantastic illustration and like vocab in looks, I suppose is a good way of putting it. Really looking into key phrases that we can be learning, some of which are emotions. And, you know, humans love talking about their emotions. So it's key that we, you know, can approach these conversations, especially because the extent of knowledge of Te Reo should never be just me being able to say I'm good, you know? I feel like that's a common thing as well. So, in which ways can I, you know, express that I am not okay with something going on? I feel that we're always talking positively. I don't mean to be negative, but, you know, as we say, there aren't many, many reasons to be talking about how I'm happy. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, and I think in terms of a real perspective, I think that a living language is one that you can complain in. Mm. We don't want to relegate Te Reo Māori to only be a language of positivity, because we get frustrated and we get annoyed and we get tired and we want to be able to talk about all of those things in Te Reo Māori. And so I think it's great. So there's a word, hōha.
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 Hōha, yes.
Hōha.
Hōha, yes.
Yep.
And you might have seen a meme, and the meme says, be a kōha, not a hōha. So be a gift, not a nuisance.
So
hōha can be a noun, it can be a nuisance or an annoyance, or it can be a state. So I can feel hōha, and that's like frustrated or bored or fed up.
Hōha. I certainly never feel hōha during this segment, I can tell you that. And other terms that I can see in front of me are ohorere, which means surprise. I've been feeling a lot of surprise in ohorere during the election period.
Yeah, there's been a lot to be surprised about, definitely. Yeah.
Yes, indeed, talking elections as well is the other thing, because that's the reason maybe some of us are feeling this way. In New Zealand in particular, the results of the election and the referendum have impacts on Māori, and just, I feel as well, especially it's key that we focus on this perspective of the elections, because, you know, that's largely something that I'm really excited to see in Parliament right now. So, yeah, largely, what are your opinions on all of this, and maybe any election thoughts you have after it being 2-3
finalized,
weeks?
Yeah.
I think that the referendums were interesting. Maybe I'm missing something, or I don't understand why it is that we have referendums on those topics in particular, when the government makes so many other decisions with much different timeframes when it suits their agenda. Can I say that?
Yeah. No, I definitely agree.
We're nodding, yeah.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah. Totally. And so in particular with the euthanasia one, a lot of the conversation that I saw with my friends before the election, some of my friends who are Māori doctors, was that there is institutional racism within our health system, and that the vulnerable people who might be adversely impacted by that law will disproportionately be Māori.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like there was quality discourse, and I don't feel like we have enough civics education as a nation
mm.
to be able to really understand the ramification of those decisions.
Yeah,
was my observation. The cannabis one was frustrating because I've watched the 13th and I've read a couple of things about how our drug laws, again, have a disproportionate impact on Māori.
Yeah.
And so this non-binding referendum that came very, very close, that the government are not going to go and look into that a little bit more, at least that's my understanding of what Jacinda has said, I find that frustrating. I feel like it's a bit of a cop-out.
Yeah.
And to have the majority voting on a decision that disproportionately impacts a minority
doesn't feel
nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something 100%. Doesn't sit right with everything. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I mean, it's great. We've got some increased representation. We've got two Māori-focused voices in there in the Māori Party now.
Which I
know that they've already taken the government to task. Apparently, the government are intervening in an iwi who are disputing some oil drilling off Taranaki. The government are getting in the way on the side of the oil company. And so the Māori Party are giving a voice to that on a larger platform, which I think is great.
Awesome.
And then, not to be Debbie Downer, but, and I think it's just great to be mindful, Rāwiri Waititi and Debbie Ngāre Wataka both carry moko. And they have both become members of Parliament, and I've seen it with Nanaia as well. The discourse and the overt racism around them carrying moko on their faces, that people feel emboldened and allowed to say those things in public forums like comment sections.
Yeah.
I think,
yes.
I think it really shows that a lot of the racism people try and push aside and say isn't there. It's hard to ignore when it's like that, you know.
Yeah.
It really shows that this isn't something just in the sidelines, and it's like that actually, you know, is more prevalent than we would like it to be. And people appear to admit, for sure.
Yeah, and when Taika comes out and says that New Zealand's racist and gets backlash for it, I think if you're not aware that New Zealand is a racist country, then that's your privilege speaking.
Yes.
Totally.
100%.
I think that's a great place to end as well. Thank you so much, Ariana, for coming on. Because that you could say that again and again and again.
Yeah.
Can I ask you to say that again? Because I'm like, yeah, for sure. Exactly.
Going to have to clip that out and put it as a sting.
Truly.
Just so you can get it all the time.
It's 100% true.
Amazing.
Indeed. Thank you so much for coming on. We love our wee kōrero. Catch you next time next week on Monday.
Tēnā kōrua.